Hello, ladies. This is the January 10th, 2017 New Year session. New year, new session, new goals.
Yeah.
New session of, I should say, the Inspired Writing Results Group. And we have two people on the call. Hopefully we'll have three. We still need to gain a few more, but I'm still committed to the group, so we're moving forward.
Great.
So let's start, since Peggy's not here, who would like to go first, Pat or Gwen?
We could go first because I didn't do anything.
Okay, Pat, this is becoming a trend. I only have under accomplishments from last time, you got the letter of cancellation.
Right.
So something needs to change here.
Well,
so I'm going to go through your intentions, and you tell me what you did and didn't do, and then we can talk about it.
All right.
Write a query letter for Sun Magazine.
No.
Stay on the intention list? So that stay under intentions?
No, because I went to do it, and I just didn't think it was a good fit after all. It's
okay,
much
well,
more,
so.
Yes, it wasn't a good choice. I thought it was, but when I started looking at their submission stuff, I thought, no, this is not really the right.
Okay.
And we need
all
to talk about that.
Okay. Finish edits on the elephant book.
No. I started rereading the beginning edits about the organization and the structure of the book, and it's like when I first got her edits back, I jumped in and made all the changes and thought I was done, and now that I've put the book aside for a while and really taken a good look at it, I need to reshape it before I move forward.
Okay. All right, so I'm just going to leave finish edits of elephant book there. Start on book proposal.
No, because I want to redo the book first.
Okay.
We can take that off because I'm going to spend some more time restructuring the book.
Okay, so I'm going to say restructure.
She suggested a reorganization, and I either didn't give it much value or I glossed over it. But when I went back this time and really looked at it, I realized that she was right.
Okay, so now I've written down restructure elephant book instead of edit.
Right.
Look for agents.
Nope.
Okay, so we're going to take look for agents and mail to agents off because you don't have the proposal?
Yeah.
Okay, work on book-related projects for 20 minutes per day.
Uh-oh, no.
The 20-minute program.
I know. It's part of it is just we've been in this house 40 years and we're moving to another house and finishing it up, and it's just taken a whole lot more time out of my life than I thought it would.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so when will you have the move done?
Not till the end of February at least.
Okay, so. Okay, so
but
I need to work on your book related projects for 20 minutes per day.
Yes.
You can.
Yes.
Okay. Or
yes.
Even make it 15 minutes, but do
something
every
day. Yes, I should. I will.
Well, because it's the new year and we've had about a month where you didn't do anything.
Yeah. Well, I did everything but this is what I did.
Well, right. Yes. But in terms of your writing, I'm just talking about writing. So I did write down under accomplishments that you decided not to do the Sun query that you researched.
I also researched a bunch of other magazines, and that's what I want to talk about later.
Okay. Research magazine, decided not to do Sun query, and reread editor's comments. So you did get a few things done.
Right.
So let's give you credit for that. So under intentions, I have restructure elephant book and work on book-related projects for 20 minutes per day. Is there anything else you want under intentions? Or any other accomplishments I don't know about?
No.
Okay. And that's all you want to leave there for now?
Yeah, that's enough.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Thank you.
Yep. Gwen.
Yeah.
Okay. So let me read
your
intentions.
You could do better than I did.
What were my intentions?
Okay. So your intentions were... You had a whole bunch of stuff you accomplished. I just deleted it right now because I save the document as a new document each time. So I just deleted all those. There was a big list for your 20-minute thing. Anyway, your intentions were have the whole manuscript ready for the editor by January 15th.
Yeah. Oh, it's not the 15th yet. Okay.
<That's true>. A reprieve.
So that, I'm sure you can guess that that's not done. And I
did
will
you work
say,
on it, though?
Yes, I did. I worked on it at least 20 minutes every day except 4 days. And actually, I think it was Sunday of this week, I just made myself not work on it. One time I went to Broadway play, so I couldn't. I didn't have time. And one time I think I forgot again. And the other time I was working on something else. So I did do it. I worked, whatever you think work is, I worked on it at least 20
okay.
minutes every day. And that was awesome. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I have that down, that you worked on the manuscript 20 minutes per day.
Yeah, I love that. I love doing that. So.
All right. Good. So these two were kind of together. So we had the manuscript ready for the editor, and then we had the 20 minutes a day. So, okay, notate where images go in the draft.
Yeah, I did that. This is what happened. I remember last time I told you that when I read through it the first time, it was a bunch of gibberish. Well,
yep.
I'm having trouble with the gibberish, and I read through it again, and what I realized is as I was working on it for 20 minutes a day, I realized I was just reading it over and over and over again, and it didn't make sense. So about a week ago today, it clicked in my mind that maybe I just delete the gibberish and make it more concise and focused. And I think what I'm going to do is restructure it once again, because I don't think that the outline that I have, remember I made two outlines, the one I've been working on does not make sense for right brain people. And I'm going to make it more concise. So I had a lot of examples that just kind of rambled on and just me lecturing and blabbing on. I took all that out, and what I'm going to do is tell why you need to do it, what the steps you need to take to do it, and I will work through an example for it. And I think that's going to be more, it'll be quicker to read through instead of all this work that I put in there before.
Did you already delete that information, or are you
going
to do that?
Yeah, so I'm up to chapter 5. So I did chapter 2, I skipped chapter 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So I'm going to do chapter 6 today, and then I'll have, yeah. So that's working. And what I found is that now that I've kind of restructured it in a simpler way, maybe it's simpler for me, is that I can get inspiration from more places, and I'm going to I had a workshop today, a 3-hour workshop, and I found that as I was listening to it, even though I was very not interested in the workshop, she gave some example websites that I said, I could put that in my book. So I'm paying more attention now to different things to add into it that'll make it more right brain than what I was doing before. So that's good.
Okay.
That's a good
awesome.
Thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the last thing was to identify the worksheet aspects of the book.
Yeah, I haven't gotten to that part yet.
Okay, so under accomplishments, what I have is you worked on the manuscript 20 minutes per day with the exception of 4 days.
Yes.
You notated where the images go in the draft.
Yes.
You read through your manuscript again and realized it didn't make sense, and you deleted the gibberish from chapters 2 through 5.
Yeah.
and that you restructured the book and created a new outline.
Yeah, and I was thinking of making it more of a planner, so I'm kind of back and forth, like, do I want it to be like a teaching planner or just like something that you can pick up like a guidebook kind of thing. So instead of just like, here's a book, read this, and listen to me talk, you know, or read me say things, that's not something that I would want. So I want something more structured.
Okay.
I think that's going to make it easier for me. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's okay. Okay, so under intentions, I have still whole manuscript ready for editor by January 15th.
No, that's not possible. No.
Okay, so by when?
Oh my goodness, end of the month.
By January 30th.
I have a big project coming up next week.
Yeah, the January 31st.
Oh my goodness, that's Tuesday. Okay, yeah. Isn't that our next call? No.
Let's see. Our next call is on the 24th.
Okay, good.
So the 10th. So you'll have
it gives me like
three, you have one, two, 3 weeks to get it done.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I have focus on book for 20 minutes without interruption per day. So we'll just leave that
I
there.
Like that.
Yeah. Identify worksheet aspects of the book.
Yeah. So, I think I should still have worksheets. I'm not 100% sure, so leave that on there because I can identify whether I need them or not. I think I'm
okay,
still
okay, so I'm going to say, yeah, identify if need worksheet aspect of book.
Yeah.
And then the other one is decide if it's a teaching planner type book or a guidebook.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that kind of goes with it.
Yeah.
Okay, any other accomplishments you didn't mention?
So due to the election, I'm trying to figure out what can be my little contribution to help women to kind of find jobs and not find jobs, but improve their career or change careers or get into coding. So I created a website where I'm going to help women find online courses for free to teach them skills in coding, design, and a few other tech things. So
okay,
so that,
backtrack because I'm not. Okay, you created a website for women
yeah.
to find free like resources.
I'm gonna find courses for them, so they're gonna let me know what their goals are, and I'm gonna hand curate courses for them.
Courses, and these are free courses for on what topic?
Coding and design, coding and digital design.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah, so. I did that, and that's supposed to launch probably next month or this month. And part of that is creating a knowledge base, and it's going to be less than 30 articles, but it's going to be articles on how to use the website, and it's going to be very, very simple, so it shouldn't take long. And I've started doing that, so that was a huge accomplishment. The site is finished. I just have to kind of complete writing the articles. Complete writing the articles for that knowledge base.
Otherwise, I have to, okay.
Okay, so, I'm trying to figure out what's right here. Okay, hold on. So I have created a website for women to find free courses in coding and digital design and started writing articles for the knowledge base.
Yeah.
So now I have down under intentions, launch women's site in 1 to 2 months, because that's what it sounded like you said, and finish writing articles for the knowledge base for new site.
Yes.
Okay. Anything else?
That's it. That's enough.
Okay. Well, that's a lot. You started a whole
it
new website, man.
Yeah.
Lady, that's a lot.
Yeah.
And you restructured your book and cut things and
Yeah, I'm really, now I was excited about it after our first call, but now I'm more excited now because it's going to be faster.
All right, good for you. Awesome, congratulations. Okay, is that Peggy who joined us?
I did. I'm trying to find a place where where I can hear you well. it's wet out here, as you well know.
Yes, it is. It's pouring up here. I'm just glad that my electricity has stayed on. I had a call before this one. I was like, what am I going to do if that electricity something goes out? All right. So, Peggy, welcome. And
all right.
You're
well, I
next.
Just heard the end of that. That was great. And my favorite part is the first part of the phone call, so I'm sorry. I space on it.
That's okay. No problem. We can always repeat. I mean, basically, all I talked about is going to Paris, but I can repeat if you want.
Oh,
I can
listen.
Yeah, you can also listen to the recording.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. This is Pat. I was trying to text you, Peggy, and my phone decided to update right at that minute, so I couldn't do it.
Well, we're glad you made it. All right, so you're up. So let me go through your intentions.
Okay.
Then we can chat about whatever the heck we want.
Okay.
So I have complete proposal revision by end of year.
Did it. December 24th. I'm so happy.
Awesome. Completed proposal revisions by December 24th. Continue contacting potential forward writers.
Yes. and still haven't had anybody agree to it, but I'm still working on it.
Okay, so we'll leave that under intention,
reminding them.
Yes. Okay, work on author website.
Did that. It's got a few glitches, but it's up so people can look at it now and see some of my writing and my bio and that stuff, mission.
That's awesome. So you got it up and running. Awesome.
Yeah, I actually indented a new one. I used a new, I can't think of the word, but anyway, a new format for it.
Okay. All right, completed getting articles on author page?
Yes.
Awesome. All right, Pat, you're going to have to start catching up here.
I know. And I don't have all those grandchildren running all over the place either.
Yeah, well, you've got to move. But, you know, what we need to learn, I mean, this is about writing results, right? What we need to learn is how to get stuff done despite life, right?
Yeah, I totally agree.
Yeah, so I'm not trying to, you know, single you out. Just, you know, just saying.
No.
I'm going to be moving next week, Pat. So I totally get it.
Okay, completed getting articles on the author page. Got that done. Okay, work on author website. Sounds like you did that.
Yeah.
Okay, do you still need to keep working on your author website?
I need to figure out. There's just one or two tiny glitches. So the glitches.
Okay, so I'll keep that there. Okay, write one article for newspaper every 3 weeks.
I have not written another. I've pitched it, but life got in the way, and a brand new baby got in the way. So,
congratulations.
I pitched it, and it got accepted, so it's going to be an easy one.
Congrats on being a grandma.
Oh, so you got one?
I got one of two, yes.
Is that the one
that... 5-day labor and a C-section, and then her son got strep, and I have her son, so I haven't done anything for a week.
is this the one that was having complications?
Yeah, she did end up with a C-section. Yeah.
Okay.
But everyone's good.
What a cute baby.
Good. I'm glad. I'm glad everybody's okay.
Yeah.
All right, so you pitched an article. Keep goals and intentions in line with larger goal of completing book by December 31st. I guess you must have done that. Oh, completing book.
Yes. Yeah, by
that was
December 31st.
Was that the proposal or the book?
2017, that's my goal.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
December 31st, 2017, okay. So did you feel like you did that in the last couple weeks?
Yeah, yes.
Okay. And work on query letter after proposal is done.
Yes. And that one will come up in question and answer.
Worked on query letter. All right. So this is what I have under your accomplishments. Completed a proposal revision on December 24th. Continued contacting potential forward writers. Worked on author website and got it up. Completed getting articles on author page. Pitched new article to newspaper, kept goals and intentions in line with larger goal of completing book by the end of the year, worked on query letter. And under anything else that I'm missing from there?
I started posting again to my blog, Lawyer Be Damned. I just need to keep my blog going, so I posted on there. And I'm going to keep posting there once a week, so that'll be a goal, post a blog at least once a week. What else did I do? Well, I sent my sample query letter to a friend, and that will lead to a lot of Q&As. His response was pretty dramatic.
Okay, so I added, started posting to blog again, and sent query letter to friend for feedback.
Yeah.
Okay, intentions. Continue contacting potential forward writers.
Yes, get work done, Vicki.
Yeah, work on author website and fix glitches. Write one article for newspaper every 3 weeks.
Yes.
Keep goals and intentions in line with larger goal of completing book by December 31st, 2017. work on query letter. So I'll just put work on query letter and publish one blog post.
You know what
per
I did
week.
Is I got the 2017 copy of Editors and Publishers from Jeff Herman.
Yes.
So I have a list now to send a query to. But
oh, so you created a list of agents?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, awesome. All right. So any other intentions?
I think that's it because that includes it all. Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. All right. Good job. So now we are open for questions and coaching.
Okay. Can I go jump right in this, Peggy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go, Peggy.
Go, Peggy, go.
Remember, Nina, I said that maybe I'm writing two books at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Because one, the person I sent the query letter to is my friend Mark Dowie, who's a really well-renowned investigative journalist, which is what I want to be, you know. And he really thinks that the investigative journalism part of the book is like the best part of it and the part that will take me out in front of the crowd. And so the part of my book that's like a handbook for people who have problems with the MASH, maybe that's just a publish it yourself and get it done, get it out there, and then really settle down and do the investigation that I need. This there's a lot of people I need to interview with that kind of stuff. So I would like to maybe think about separating it out and make it an investigative report about how this tragedy happened to, you know, 4 million women, you know.
So I think, I mean, as you're talking about it, it sounds to me like two different books because one is the investigation and the other is, I mean, if you talk about it that way, how did this happen?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And, you know, why is it not talked about more and all that kind of thing and what needs to happen? That sounds like a very different book than a handbook for women on how
right.
to deal with their problems now that they have a pelvic mesh implant.
Right, and maybe I can make that a very simple thing. I've already got it up completely outlined, right? So maybe I can make it affordable and get it sold so I can use that as my author platform.
Yeah.
You could, but here's the thing. You need to have spinoffs in your book proposal. So what's your spinoff going to be if it's not this handbook?
What's the other spinoff that I thought of? I had another one on there, and all of a sudden I can't remember it. I should have eaten a little protein before I called. But there were two spinoffs that I wrote in that proposal.
Okay, well, I mean, if those are different, then I don't have a problem with that. You just need to make sure you have some spinoffs. But if you think you can build platform by producing a short guide, you know, something 20,000 words, 30,000 words, right? So not, you know, nothing as big as a 50,000 or 70,000 word book, but something substantial enough that it's really helpful, then I would do that and self-publish it and start building platform with it.
You
know,
then,
I always get a little
can
concerned about, you know, what happens if nobody shows up and says they want this, then a publisher gets turned off. So the other option is not to publish it as a complete handbook right now and to produce something that is a short version of that. So if you're going to put in this handbook 20 different ways, let's just say, to deal with your pelvic mesh issues, right, you could actually just make a resource guide that is a list of 20 things with like a sentence or two.
Oh.
And then offer that for free as a lead magnet, right, to get people onto your mailing list and see how that works. And if that goes well, then, you know, you actually have a list of people you know are interested in that, and you could then sell them the e-book. Or you can just tell a publisher, I already have a list of this many people.
Yeah, now the list is about 200, 250 people. It's not a lot, you know.
No, you need it to be
because
bigger. So having a lead magnet like that would actually...
Go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, it's just what that is what my website is, little pieces of advice.
I understand that, but people want something easy and quick.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you want to get them on your mailing list, I mean, do you have something you're giving away right now?
No, no.
But see, that would be easy if you had a list of 20 things you can do to relieve your pelvic mesh pain, right?
Yeah.
Or something along those lines, then do you have an email marketing system like AWeber or something?
I'll have to get it. Yeah.
Because see, once you have that, you could actually just produce this as a PDF. You know, do it in Word, create a PDF out of it, and you can attach it to an email, so as soon as they sign up, they get it automated.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
And so that's something you could do so that you could just, you don't have to worry about writing another book right now. Just do that. See if you can't begin building your mailing list by sharing that, the link to your, so once you have AWeber or Constant Contact or whatever, you can get a link to the sign-up form that says, download the free resource.
Okay.
Right? And so you can share that on social media and get more and more people on your list and over to your blog. But it sounds to me like you think it's two books potentially.
I do. I think But, you know, how many people are like Mark really want to find out about the counterfeit product that they used in China that they bought something full of poison and they put it in these women? And how many people want to read an investigative book, and how many people want to read a self-help book? I don't know.
Well, the people who have the problem want to read the self-help book.
Yeah.
There are, you know, a lot of other people out there who do like the investigative part.
Yeah. Well, I could tease it out by, Mark was the founding editor of Mother Jones magazine. So I could tease it out by writing a short article for Mother Jones and see if Mark will push it for me.
Yeah, and see how it goes.
You know. And then, yeah.
But don't do that till you have a lead magnet. You want to be able to say, this is my website, and when they get to, the, you know, when they put your author bio, you want them to have, you want to have a website listed, and then when people go to it, you want to be capturing their email addresses.
Okay.
So be set up for that.
Okay. Yeah, I've been giving this stuff away for free. I have a chart on when to call the doctor if you're bleeding and stuff like that. I mean, just like it's on the website, you click and you can have it, you know. But
you want to give it away for free, but you want to collect their email address in the process.
Okay. Oh, got it. Okay.
Yeah, don't just give it to them. The whole point of a lead magnet or an ethical bribe is that you're giving them something in return for their email address.
Okay.
That's how we build a mailing list.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. So then I have a lot of thinking to do about whether to redo my proposal. And I'll email you that paragraph that Mark sent that makes me think I need to write a different proposal or different. I need to fire it up. It's called Pelvis in Flames, and he said it's not fiery enough, you know. So.
Yeah, right. Well, you probably could go through your proposal. If you're going to take out the handbook element, that's you just have to go through and delete that. I don't think the whole proposal needs to be trashed. I think you just need to.
It could just be beefed up a bit, and you know,
you're going to take out the stuff about the, about the guide, and you're going to just add more about the investigative part.
Yeah, yeah. Right now, there's all kinds of lawyers that are already doing the investigation for me, but I would have to go, you know, fly to their offices and talk to them and get those documents from them that they have. Showing the counterfeit behavior and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's all kinds of things I'd like to do, like follow a salesman into the doctor's office, that kind of stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But so that's a whole different part of my brain, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Pat here. May I make a comment?
Sure.
I think I get what she's saying about firing it up, and that's that just the words that she uses could be a little more maybe sensational and make her more of the expert than she gives herself credit for. So it's a little more stronger. Stronger is the right word, but do you see what I mean? It's like make it more of a sensation.
Say, are you talking about the title? I'm sorry.
No, I'm saying the title's great.
The whole proposal,
The proposal, I think Peggy and I might be similar in that we're not about to go telling everybody how wonderful we are and how incredible this information is, and as strongly as some other people might who have no problem tweeting about themselves all the time. So I'm just saying that she could, from my perspective, she could just use stronger words here and there to make herself more, position herself more as the expert, and to make this topic hotter than it appears. Does that make any sense?
Yeah. So the thing is, if you're going to do an investigative book, then you really do need to come at it like an investigative reporter. I mean, you know, there's what is his name who wrote Tipping Point? His are not
Malcolm Gladwell. Right?
Yeah, I mean, his are not always so controversial, but there's a different. You know, you're going to need to look at the overview and read it as if it's back of the book copy, right? Your pitch and the benefits and you know, what people are going to get out of it.
Yeah.
You want to. That's got to be somewhat sensational, and the whole overview, you're going to have to look at that and say, okay, this is really about exposing something.
Right.
Okay.
And your book might need to say, you know, the pitch maybe says that this, you know, Pelvis in Flames exposes the, you know, whatever, and, you know, takes a good, you know, a strong or a careful look at why X number of women are suffering from pelvic pain due
and
to these implants.
The thing is that they're being told again and again in their doctor's offices it's not because of the implant. So they may be interested in an investigative piece.
Right, but
so
that's the point. That despite, you know, so you say, despite the fact that the X number of women are being told that the pelvic implant is not their problem, why it is.
Yeah.
You're probably going to have to rewrite your pitch so that it's much stronger on this is actually an expose,
Well, I'm excited to do that.
Well, that's good. So if you're excited, then you're on the right path.
But at the same time, let me just say that I think she needs to brag about herself more as the expert, is why she's the right person. She touches on it, but she doesn't give herself enough credit. With her research background, her nursing background, and her own experience, why she's the perfect person for this.
Yes, well, that will be in the query letter, and it's in her bio. In the overview, we typically don't talk about it that much because you have a whole author bio section, but you need to look at your author bio and make sure that it really comes across as you're the expert.
Right.
Okay.
That's
what,
okay. Yeah, brag about yourself more. We don't do that enough.
Well, and you can put a line in the overview that says, you know, the author who has both suffered from, you know, the effects of her pelvic mesh implant and is a nurse and a researcher.
Right.
And a journalist.
Right.
Right, you know, comes at this topic from, from her experience.
That's what I'm talking about,
Okay. Well, you know, in the meantime, I have a story on the back burner with the newspaper that's an investigative piece that she and I came to blows about, and then I dropped it. But maybe I'll revisit it, because if I work with her, she likes working with me for the newspaper. If I work with her, I could get that story the way we both want it. then I'll have investigative journalism behind me, you know.
Right. So I would be looking for as many articles as you can write that are investigative. I would just start pitching more and more investigative articles. And don't just go with her. I mean, you have a track record as a journalist now because you're writing regularly for a publication, and that's your jumping off place to write for other publications.
Yeah.
You can write something for Mother Jones. Make it, you know, see if you can write several things for Mother Jones.
Okay.
That's a national publication. And write about things that are medically oriented so that you become an expert in that area. I have a friend, a colleague, she's written a bunch of, writes novels, and she also writes books about fiction writing. I don't know if you guys know her, Jordan Rosenfeld.
But, oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, Jordan is, she's spending most of her time these days writing articles, being a science journalist. She just kind of fell into science pieces, and she's making her living, really, as writing for publications on topics related to science.
Oh, wow. Wow.
So, you know, you can do this. You've got the background and the experience already writing for publication, and so you just need to branch out now. Get a copy of Writer's Market and start looking for publications.
Okay. Yep.
All right. All right, let's see if somebody else has a question.
This is Gwen, and I have, I guess, a similar question. When I told you I took the gibberish of my manuscript, some of it actually is usable, but maybe not in the book. And I was trying to decide if it should be something like a lead magnet or a blog post or parts of a newsletter.
What you took out, you're talking about?
Yeah. For example, I had a whole section on the types of people that you could have on your project, and I gave them all little names like seeker and reviewer and all of this, and described the types of functions that they could have as part of your project. So there may be one person who's very social, so you may want them to go on social media. There's one that who likes to research. You may have them, you know, do certain tasks on your project. And I'm trying to figure out, you know, what's the best way. Right now I have a landing page that's been up there for, I guess, a year and a half now since I've been writing it. Just saying, coming soon, planning awesome, whatever the name of the book is. But is this a good time to – I don't want to have a blog because that's going to be one more thing that I'm not going to do that's just going to be sitting out there. So I'm wondering what's some other alternatives for actually having content that I have that I could be using to start building my list with, but not necessarily blog.
Okay, so the thing is that other than putting a link, you know, saying, hey, do you want this resource, you know, on your social media and linking to, you know, your email marketing system to download that, because, I mean, you have to have some sort of an email marketing system like AWeber or Constant Contact or MailChimp. I don't really recommend Constant Contact, but you have to have something. But other than sharing that on social media, you don't have a good way to drive people to your website if you don't have content of your own, which is why a blog is a good thing to have. So I would highly recommend that you start a blog and just, even if you, I mean, I don't typically recommend that you only publish, you know, once a month or twice a month, but you could at least start that way so you have something to drive people to your site.
Uh-huh.
The other thing you can do on social media is curate content. So you can actually be seeking out content from other people that's on your topic and sharing it. But that does not make you an expert. It makes you somebody who is a good source of information on a topic. It does not make you the expert. Blogging makes you the expert.
Right.
So I would say if you're cutting a bunch of content, why not take that and make it into 300-word blog posts?
Okay. Yeah, I guess
create
like
one lead magnet. You don't need more than one, just one lead magnet. And it can be as easy as a resource guide, you know, just 10 courses you could take, 5 books you should read, whatever.
Okay. And so this is what I did. I have the URL, planningawesome.com, for the book, but then I also have my own blog, which I haven't updated in years. So would it make sense to start it all on the book site because that's where I'm going to talk about the project management stuff? Or does it make sense to blog on my own site and then link to the book site? And that, I think that's another part that I'm not sure how to divide that part, you know, how to divide it up.
Okay, your site, is it a totally different topic?
It has nothing on it.
I started some
project management stuff on it. I think I didn't want to stick to one topic, so I think I took everything off. I may have some stuff about project management on there.
Okay, so here's my question for you. This is where uh-huh. I usually tell people you need career planning, and that's why I created my career planning offering. Because the issue is, what are you going to do after this book? Are you going to stick with project management, or are you going to mm-hmm. move on to something else?
Yeah,
because if you end up like me with 3-4 blogs, it's hard to, again, the blog is what's going to drive you up in the search engine results pages and drive traffic to you, and it makes you the expert. So the blog is enormously important, but you don't want to have as many as I do because it's hard to do that. And like you said, if you're already not doing it, then, you know. But the thing is, are you not doing that particular blog because you because it wasn't focused enough, or
right.
and you lost interest, or
that's
where the guy.
Is,
so you
I think
say
that
again.
I think that's what it was, because originally I started it like way back in 2008, and I was writing about product creation and motivation and stuff like that. Then I stopped writing about it, and I said, "Oh, I'll write about something else." And then I took those down. You know, I probably shouldn't have taken them down. Then I think last year, I said, I'm going to put them all back up. So I'm going to rewrite them and put them back up. And I think something you said gave me an idea. I think once the project management stuff is done, I just want it to be done, you know, not, like, make a whole career out of that.
Okay,
you know,
so,
just,
so listen
I have,
to
like,
me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but listen. Here's the thing. If you want to write a book on that topic, you are never done if you want that book to sell.
Yeah.
So I had the idea for blogging a book. Bright idea. It was great. That book was done super. It's getting a second edition. But I blogged the book in 5 months, and then I was like, phew, I'm done. Time to go on to something else or go back to the other stuff. And my traffic this started to go away very quickly because instead of blogging 4 to 5 times a week, or I guess it was 3 to 4 times a week, I went to blogging twice a month, and my traffic disappeared. If I had continued blogging once or twice a month, I would not have a traditionally published book that was a bestseller for 2.5 years on Amazon.
Right, right.
So
it's not going to go.
You're never done if you want the book to sell. You do not have to spend all your time continuing to do that. You can even do what I'm doing now on some of my blogs, which is finding guest bloggers.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
Right? There are ways to manage it, but it does not go away if you want to continue promoting your book, because it's the main way that you promote your book and your expertise.
Okay.
So with that in mind, you have to think about, and this is, again, where the career planning comes in. You need to think, is there one topic that is an umbrella for everything you might want to do? So you have to brainstorm what you might want to write about in the future and decide if there's a theme that goes with that so you can brand yourself under that auspice. And if so, great. If not, then you may end up with a bunch of blogs because it doesn't all go together.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, if you go and look at ninaamir.com, you'll see I have 4 areas. And because I even have the dance up there because I feel like a lot of people don't really know that I do something on dancing, but I do. I don't do it very often anymore. But in any case, if you go to ninaamir.com, you'll see that it's all listed there, but it takes you to different blogs, different sites, because Google is not happy when you write about a lot of different things. It does not know who should be directed to your site. So this is something you're going to have to wrestle with before you make the decision is having a plan for where you're going, not just where you are right now.
Okay. That makes sense. I mean, I can think about that.
Well, and you can look at, so you're doing, project management now, but, maybe there's some other thing you want to write about that's related to it in some way so that you could actually then switch gears a bit but still have it related.
Yeah. And I think so. I think because the things that I'm interested in a lot, for like example, product creation and course development, there's all a planning aspect in all of them. And one of my next products is going to be how to plan a course. So it's all about planning. And you know,
well, so maybe that's your umbrella is, you know, you create some kind of a tagline for you put it under your name, and you give yourself, I mean, like nobody said I was the inspiration to creation coach. I asked a lot of questions about what I did for people, and I thought about what all my sites did and came up with that. So you give yourself a moniker that's, you know, the planning expert or the, you know, or you call your website the place to plan or whatever, and then you get a big picture of, you know, you brainstorm all the different things you'd like to write about that have to do with planning. And so right now you're doing, you know, project planning, and so that's the main thing you write about. But then you intersperse it every now and then with one of the other topics. And then later when you want to write those books, you start promoting mostly that.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, if it doesn't, then I would watch, because in later this month I'm probably going to offer a special on my career planning. And that might be what you need. It's 4 sessions.
Yeah.
And I'm serious, because people wander. I mean, I created it because of the problem I had, because nobody does career planning for authors and bloggers.
Yeah. Well, that's why I'm writing this book for right-brain creative entrepreneurs, because a lot of us are the same way. We go in 100 different directions depending on whether it's cold or not.
Right. I mean, my developer probably thinks I'm like crazy, because I send him emails all the time about all kinds of things, right? Because every day I sit down, I'm like, oh, what about this? What about that?
Yeah. And we have to kind of reel that in. And so I'm in the midst of trying to do that for myself as well.
Yes. So if you have trouble, watch, because probably next week I will start promoting some kind of discount on that service.
Okay. Got it. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Any other questions before we hang up?
It's Pat here. I had some.
Yep.
I'll see if I can boil this down. First, the blog. I was blogging on Africa Hope Fund website, too, so I could get a following and so I could tell prospective publishers or agents that I had, you know, had a blog. And when Africa Hope Fund hired a social media person through October, and then didn't tell me that she quit or that I don't know what happened. I get 2 different stories. So now the 20 blogs that I had sent them, so there would be continuity from my last one to the first to those 20. Never happened. The blogs have gone nowhere. The CEO of the organization has pretty much been in Europe and Hawaii and everywhere else. And we have a meeting tomorrow and we'll finally sit down and talk. I'm a little actually annoyed, but that's not going to get me anywhere. I'm wondering if I should just move the blog to my own website.
Well, there are 2 things you've got going on. So if you can blog on that site, basically you're blogging on a major site on your topic, and that's a good thing.
I know.
But because it gives you expert status. But
right.
It's not driving people. I mean, even if they give you a bio and there's a link to your own website, your website traffic is not increasing because of a blog on that site, your own site.
Right.
So even if you blog for them, which I do think is a good thing to do, you need to either ask permission to repurpose those posts, or you need to be writing something of your own on your own site as well.
Okay.
I never recommend using somebody else's site as your primary website, you know, blog, because you don't have any control over it, just like this. You have no control over whether or not anything ever got posted.
I know. She doesn't get it. She didn't understand what that meant when we had 2 blogs every week, like clockwork, and people reading them and commenting on them, and then it just stopped. And there hasn't been one November 2 months. There hasn't been one. She doesn't get that. So we'll talk about that tomorrow.
Yeah, so I would talk to her about that, and then I would just tell her that, you know, you are trying to also build, you know, build a readership for your book.
Right.
And so you want to be sure that, I mean, I'm assuming that you are able to have a link in your bio, but you want to make sure that you can do that, and then you want to ask her whether you can repurpose the posts and, you know, what you have to do.
Oh, I know. They're my posts, so I can repurpose them.
Okay. Yeah, so then, you know, you just need new titles, and, I mean, usually what you do is you try to make your content about 10 to 20% different. So usually
sure.
you change the title, you change the subheadings, and you rewrite the intro and just change some words here and there.
Right, and some will be out of date.
Yeah, so you can update them. But, yeah, so I never recommend you only use somebody else's site because you can't collect email addresses or anything.
Well, see, that was part of the deal. They were supposed to be doing that, and it's just not working out. So, yeah, you're right. Okay, so that was that. Now, let's see, the book.
Before you do that, before you go there, in your bio on that site, not only you could have a link to your website, but I would have a lead magnet. I would have something you're giving away on your website and say, did you get a free guide on da-da-da-da-da? Click here.
That's not going to happen on hers, I can tell you
all
that.
All right, well then send them to your website, and on your website have a pop-up or something in the sidebar that says get your free guide.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
All right, what was about the book?
Yeah, I'm trying to switch gears here. Oh, so one of the agents at the last year's San Francisco Writers Conference was really interested in getting my proposal. And she's the one who said she wanted to see two magazine articles published before I sent her the proposal. Mm-hmm. And I'm having a hard time figuring out, and it may be one of the reasons that she said that, where my book belongs. It's not in travel. It's not in environmental. Magazines don't necessarily solicit articles that are just memoirs. As I go through these different websites where they're looking for writers, you know, for submissions for different magazines, I'm not, you know, a lot of them are very specific to cooking or a particular state in the union or, you know, something very specific, and I don't fit into that many.
So if you were going to propose a magazine article, if you were to brainstorm two different articles that you'd want to write, what would they be?
Well, the first one would be why riding elephants is wrong. Going on elephant rides is wrong.
Okay.
And the second one would be if elephants become extinct, what does that mean to me, to people here? You know, elephants in Africa go extinct. How does that affect someone who lives in Sacramento? Why should I care?
Okay, and who is your audience?
That's what I'm having a hard time figuring out.
Well, when you write the book, who's your audience?
Animal lovers, like people who belong to the SPCA and the World Wildlife Fund and all of those wildlife organizations.
Well, so first of all, they all have publications.
Okay.
My mother used to write for what was it called? She used to write for the Audubon Society, for instance, because she did bird watching.
Uh-huh.
She would write for the Audubon Society. So if you put in animal rights publications, for instance,
I didn't look at animal rights.
It says it's a global networking resource, but still. Here's a publication, the Non-Human Rights Project. So I would be looking for things like that. I don't know how many of these that I'm looking at are actually magazines.
Yeah, okay.
Animal Legal Defense Fund.
Okay. That's a good, yeah. So that's
so animal rights and animal lovers. Let's see what happens when I put that in. Pet lover. Oh, that's pets. 10 top animal magazines.
Okay. Okay, so I get it. And
yep.
I can see where I got stuck. So I'm going to add that to my intentions to find two magazines to submit to.
Okay, hold on. Find two magazines to submit.
Articles.
Well, I'm going to say queries.
Queries, yeah.
Yeah, so what if we put in elephant lovers magazines? Well, there's a children. You could always write for Scholastic News. They have some elephant stuff.
Oh, yeah. That would be good because that's the secondary market for a follow-up book. Okay.
Well,
okay.
And when I put in, you know, when I put in elephant lover, what did I put in? Elephant lovers magazines. Sorry, now I just clicked away from it. But, I mean, a bunch of things come up there that you could look at. There are Facebook
okay.
groups and things you probably need to be part of. There are lots of those.
Oh.
There is something called Times of India dot indiatimes.com Elephant Lovers Association. So you could just put in Elephant Lovers Association, see if they have a publication. They're in India.
Okay. Okay.
Then there's something called elephant-news.com.
Well, all right.
Well,
in
India, but still.
Well, that is a different, it's a different, well, actually, those are the ones that have to do with riding and elephant rights that are different, performing and all that other, okay. So that's, it's a part of the same topic, but it's not, it doesn't have to do with extinction as much as it does to have to do with cruelty.
Yeah.
But that's fine.
You're right. But there are things, I would just be doing a lot of research like that. I mean, here's an elephant, European elephant group.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not finding anything specifically, but that's what I would be doing. I'd be looking at, you know, I wonder what happens if you just put in where to publish articles on elephants. Ah! www.elephantjournal.com. Contribute. Write, submit articles and video queries to Elephant Journal.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Submit a story to Elephant Journal.
Oh, wow.
There
Excellent.
You go. Then
okay.
there's another one called savetheelephants.org.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's written something for the New York Times on elephants.
Yeah. Then I talked myself out of it because I said, well, I'm not good enough for the New York Times.
Well, you never know.
I know.
Science Magazine.
Yeah, I found that one, and I thought, well, I'm not, yeah. So I have to work on giving myself more credit.
Elephant Journal articles
I
published.
See the science.
Okay, here's another one. It says Elephant Journal articles published EDI Yoga, EDIE Yoga. Then there's another one, movetheelephant.org and National
okay.
Geographic.
Yeah. Okay.
Which, that might be harder to do, but.
Yeah, yeah. Since they've done some major elephant stuff.
But
okay,
so,
well,
I mean, that's at least a start, and
thank
I would
you.
Just
thank
keep
you.
Putting it, you know, don't forget, Google is just so, it's like, you know, where to publish articles on elephants, that's what I put in. But then if I, you know, click on that underneath it, it says Elephant Journal Writers, Elephant Journal Articles, what is Elephant Journal, write for Mind Body Green.
Yeah.
Maybe there's something mind body green. So, you know, I just brainstorm lots of things to ask Google, and I bet you come up with four or five
great
magazines.
Okay. So I've got three tasks, 20 minutes a day on the book, restructure the book, and find two journals or magazines or whatever to submit articles, queries.
Yes. Yes.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Any last minute questions? Everybody's good?
We're good.
Pat, before we go, Pat, is there anything I can help you with so that you actually get something done in the next 2 weeks?
I think it's the common problem that I have as I get closer to completing things, I don't want to finish it. Because if I do this, if I put this book out there now, you know, I've been writing it, and that's all really good, and you get lots of kudos for doing that. But to actually put it out there, if nobody wants it and it doesn't go anywhere, then I've wasted like 5 years of my life. I know this is all just self-talk, but that's kind of part of what goes on. The other part of it has been not giving myself, getting sucked up into the move or other things. And well, I had a friend who was dying, and I was sitting with her once a week, and that took away. So giving myself still at 70, still giving myself permission to be selfish about the time that I need to do what I need to do.
In terms of the book or other things?
Yeah, no, the book.
Well, then you have to make it a priority. You have to say,
yeah,
I will work on this book first thing every morning, or
yeah,
5 days a week. Every morning I will sit down and do this.
Yeah, you're right. I got away from that.
Doesn't matter your age. It's just, you know, it's like Gwen is saying, 20 minutes per day. Just get up, spend 30 minutes.
Yeah, no, you're right. And I got away from it, and I was real happy when I was doing it, and then I just slipped away from it. So,
okay. Would you commit to doing that, to work on your book or book-related projects? That could be the magazine article, anything, for 20 minutes per day.
First thing.
Yes, first thing every morning.
Okay.
Okay, so adding to work on book-related projects for 20 minutes per day to first, and adding first thing in the morning.
Right.
That means no email, no Facebook, no nothing.
I know. You're right.
Don't get caught up in other people's agendas until you've done it.
Okay.
And look, I understand. I'm supposed to be working on a book proposal, and I've done everything else first, and so the book proposal is not done. And we all have our issues. So yours is completion, you know, but the thing is, once you complete this, you can move on to something else. And look, if no publisher takes it, you could still put it up and self-publish it, and you'll still sell some books, and your work won't be for nothing. It's not 5 years out of your life for nothing, right?
No, you're right.
I mean, I'm feeling overwhelmed because instead of writing from scratch, I have a course I ran, and I've got all these transcripts and videos and worksheets I created, and I'm like, oh my God, you know, I got to pilfer through all this stuff to figure out what I have because, you know, I feel like it's already there and I should just use that, and maybe I shouldn't be. Maybe I should just be writing from scratch. But, you know, so we each have something that stops us from doing it. And so I just do, like you, I do everything else first. So today went by and didn't do it.
Yeah.
My client was more important. I needed to edit her book. And it's true. She's paying me. But I could have made some time.
Yeah.
Right? I could have made 20 minutes.
Right.
So you just have to do it. And what I would do is, or just answer this question quickly. What is it? When you just close your eyes, the first answer that comes to your head, into your head, why don't you complete projects?
I lose the interest.
Okay. So, and how do you end up feeling when you don't complete them?
Oh, well, of course, like loser.
Okay, so what you need to do is complete.
Right.
And you've been working on this book for 5 years, and it's time to finish it.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
So let's give it a deadline. When are you going to – so now you're restructuring it.
Yeah.
When are you going to finish this book?
Okay. so that I can write a proposal.
Yes, and so you can move on to something else.
Yeah. Finished book, okay. I want to say spring sounds good. My mom's birthday, March 21st.
Nice.
Okay. Finish Elephant Book by March 21st, 2017. What were you saying, Peggy's first day of spring?
Yeah.
Your first day of spring, yeah.
Yeah, so that's good because that's, you know, very symbolic. It's, you know,
right.
It's the rebirth, you know, something new happening. So
you
get it done, then you move on to the proposal, which is still the same topic, but if you give yourself then a deadline to finish that, like in 2 months, then you can start just sending it out, and you can be working on something else by that at that point.
Great.
So if we say finish the book by the 21st of March, and then finish, I'm putting words in your mouth here, finish book proposal by May 30, 2017. How about
okay.
that?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
I wrote it down.
Right, because then, you know, you still have to write the query letter, but that'll be easy. And
right.
so you just start sending it out. So let's just say by the end of June, which is halfway through the year, you can move on to something else.
Right. Okay.
And which is not to say you're not still blogging or whatever, but you can start
right.
on something else that jazzes you.
Yeah, yeah. Okay,
so I think I'm
going to
add something else. I'm going to say start on new project by July 1.
Okay.
Ooh, nice.
How's that?
Perfect.
Okay,
so
we'll just stay on there,
Jessica,
you know.
Pat.
What was that?
So, Pat, you sound so enthusiastic.
Mm, yeah. Well, yeah, I just, you know, this is great. This is why we're here. Thank you.
Okay. Well, I mean, I hope that gives you, you know, inspires you to move forward.
Yeah, no, it does. It does. Otherwise I just get lost in my own brain and then never get out.
Right. And I understand the getting bored, you know, and for those of us, you know, like Gwen was saying, with lots and lots of ideas, you know, it's like my agent has ideas on, you know, I started all kinds of books. I did all the little booklets and stuff that became ebooks and or PDF books or whatever. And, you know, and they're all on my list of things I'm supposed to do. But, you know, it's like I'm already onto something else.
Right.
And so I'm going to have to, well, I had that thing was the proposal that went to Sounds True for one of them. And I really had to, I mean, it's no wonder to me that I didn't get it because I didn't feel like I was immersed in it anymore. I wasn't as jazzed about it as I was when I came up with the idea, you know, 10
right.
years ago.
Yeah. Right.
And so, you know, it's important for us to complete, so we develop that self-confidence and then to move on to other projects and to complete them. Because, see, had I just written those books, the full-length versions of them then, they would be done.
Right. Right. Yeah.
So, yeah. So I think it's really important for us to finish things, get the confidence, and go on to the next one so that we are always feeling passionate about our work.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
And I understand about, you know, like, you know, Gwen was saying about not wanting to continue on a subject when it's done. And, I mean, that's sort of where I am with the How to Blog a Book blog because I never set out to be a blogging expert.
Right.
Yeah.
And understanding the blogging and learning more about it, it's all great, but I don't consider myself really a blogging expert to the extent that, you know, maybe some people think I am. And so,
or to the exclusion of whatever else you're accomplishing.
Right.
Yeah.
I think that it's enormously important, as you know, to have a blog and to understand how to do it and to do it decently so that it helps you build your author platform and become an expert. For those of us writing nonfiction, it's enormously important in terms of authority and you know, expert status. But I don't want to keep writing about blogging forever. And so I am actually paying writers at this point.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't really want to do that. I didn't want the expense. I'm trying to make more money, not spend more money.
Right.
But
right.
I can't make more money if I'm tied up doing something that I really don't want to do.
Yeah.
Right.
And so I still totally believe in blogging books and all that stuff. I just don't want to write about blogging forever. And so, yeah, so I'm paying very little money at the moment, but I'm paying for 2 blog posts a month and still have 1 or 2 people who want to blog for me for free, but they're not as consistent. And so, I'll end up with maybe three bloggers. I would say within 6 months, I'll probably have three bloggers that I'm paying something so that I know that three times a month or four times a month, I don't have to write that blog post.
Great. Yeah.
So just, keep that in mind that, I'm telling you you should blog about elephants, but, when you decide to move on, you can move on and you can find a way to handle it. I mean, finding someone to write about elephants might be harder, but if it's somebody who can do research,
yeah,
then they could still do it. And, if you only write once a week now, then you could go down to twice a month without too much trouble later on,
Right.
And
right.
But again, just like I told Gwen, you also need to think about where you're going and how you're, how you're setting up your site so that you don't end up with, a whole bunch of sites.
Right. Right. No.
So, anyway.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank all of you. And we will meet, as I said, in 2 weeks on the 24th.
Okay.
Which then puts us back on our normal schedule, because if we go 2 weeks, we would be meeting on February 7th, which is the first Tuesday of the month.
Okay.
Okay?
Great.
And again, if anybody, wants to put something up on the anywhere, to promote this program, I would appreciate it.
If
you don't have a link, then let me know. I'll put it up on the Facebook page. Like I said, I'm committed to it. As long as we have at least three of you in here, I'll keep doing it. I see the value, and I like doing it. But if we could get two more people, it would definitely be more financially good for me.
Yeah.
So.
And we'll balance it out a little bit for us.
Yeah, also, because you get more, more people with questions. So I think that's always better. All right.
Okay.
Cool.
All right.
Thank you so much. Another great session, Nina. Thank you.
You're very welcome. My pleasure. And I will talk to all of you in 2 weeks. And until then, go out there and achieve more inspired results.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.